Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to Grunt Speak, Not So Alive, your source for the inebriated truth in a world gone to pot. And it is National Beer Lovers Day.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. I love me some beer.
Who doesn't love themselves some beer? But it's also Brazil Independence Day, Buy a Book Day, Fluidra International Pool Pro Day.
What the fuck is that?
Who buttered whose wheels with what to get that on the list? Global Talent Acquisition Day. Google Commemoration Day. That's how I feel about that.
Fuck them.
Indigenous Literacy Day. Newsflash, we're all indigenous because we're all born on the same planet.
Yep.
International Day of Clean Air. Acorn Squash Day. Clean air for blue skies. Oh, and my personal favorite, National Feel the Love Day.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you know what? I will gladly feel the love as long as it swallows at the end.
National Grateful Patient Day.
Yes, I'm sure all the people who were forced to take the experimental medication who wound up with myocarditis are grateful patients.
Yeah, they're so grateful for that, yeah.
Smurf my balls. Speaking of ball smurfing, we have a great prank story from a gentleman who goes by Thane36425 on YouTube. And he says, you asked for stories? Here's one for you.
All right.
If you happen to use it, let me know. This is us letting you know.
There you go, bro.
If you guys have any more prank stories, they don't have to be long like this one. They could be nice and short. Send them to us. We could do like a prank compilation video.
We can have a call-in prank day.
Yes. Yeah. Pranks gone bad.
Oh, yeah.
When good pranks go bad, I smell a call-in stream.
Yeah. Ooh.
Outstanding. Back in the day, there was this real idiot in the neighborhood. Mm. You're thinking of somebody right now, aren't you?
Everyone's got the idiot.
Yep. We used to be friends until an even bigger a-hole moved in a couple of blocks over, and they became fast partners in crime.
The alpha a-hole.
Yeah. They attract each other, and then they combine their forces into like an idiot Voltron, and then shit starts going on. Oh,
and I call that gleep, glop, and floop-de-doo.
So we got gleep, glop, and floop-de-doo in this story here. Coincidentally, this former friend was one of those psychic vampires or mental dampers that Pop has talked about.
Okay.
Hang around him a while, and you felt yourself getting dumber, thinking almost impossible, and you ended up willing to go along with his stupid, always-fail plans. And then he tried to pin it on you. You have a friend, don't you? I can see it on your face.
Okay, keep going.
We get done with this story. You're going to have to tell
your
story.
He's dead now, but all right.
Well, you know, you're not going to be desecrating on his grave with a Pringles can or anything by telling this story.
All right.
Former friend lived next door to me.
Mm-hmm.
He and the new idiot messed with me all the time. Came into my yard and broke or stole my stuff, messed with my dogs. You don't mess with people's pets, for the record. Trying to break in or get me to come out and fight when the folks weren't home, of course.
Yeah, that happened to me all the time.
I can't tell you how many fights I got into when I first moved in from like Oak Park to Troy. You know, the new kid, you got to test his mettle.
But the thing is like I fought all the time, so I knew what I was doing. So when I come out of that house,
all right, we ready? Put the mouth guard in. All right, let's go.
You know, usually there'd be more than one because, you know, they would take two or three guys to, you know, beat me up. But they better pack a lunch and bring an umbrella for shade. It's going to take you all fucking day.
Yeah, that's kind of how it was with me. Like, even when I lost fights, I was so scrappy.
You just fucking keep going.
And when dudes would try to go, like, jujitsu on me and get holds on me, I was too slippery.
Yeah, well, I was a eye-gouging, biting, neck-punching motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, you got to fight dirty.
Oh, there's, yeah.
When they bring three dudes and it's you, you have to fight dirty because they're fighting dirty.
Yeah, and I remember there was I'm not going to say his name. I'll say his last name. Last name was Jaeger.
Jaeger. And, Meister.
I got jumped by like seven guys.
Oh, shit.
And they kicked the living shit out of me.
I would be surprised if they did.
So I go to school. I'm all bloody beat up. And I tell the principal what happened. They did fuck all.
Of course.
So then I hunted every single one of those guys down one by one and fucking curb stopped them.
Boom.
And Mr. Jaeger was the last on the list.
Oh.
I was tooling him up. And he decides he starts running. He jumps a fence. His big Bouvier hit him and tore him up. He had to go to the hospital.
Oh.
So then I'm on the hook because he's legitimately hurt.
But he didn't jump the fence. The thing is,
I was beating him up, and he jumped the fence, and the cops were involved. And I told him, look, him and seven of his friends fucking beat the shit out of me. I reported it. Nobody did anything, so I handled my own fucking business.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm sure there were cops there like, respect.
Oh, yeah. No, fuck him.
I mean, they got to file their paperwork and do their thing, but yeah. you know there was respect there.
Man, he got like 16 stitches. You know, bit in the arm, bit him in the chest.
Could have been a hell of a lot worse.
Yeah.
Could have been much, much worse.
Yeah, but my mom was like, she was like, oh my God, you can't do that. I'm like, hey, well, I'm not what he's punching bag, and I'm not taking people's shit.
Yeah.
And if I have to fight every day, that's the way it's going to fucking be.
Exactly. The idiot adult said it was just kid stuff, but beating dogs, trying to hit you with a car. That's not kid stuff.
No, what?
No.
Hit you with a car?
Yeah, that's not kid stuff. No, that's attempted murder.
Yeah, that's serious business there.
Now, I went away to boarding high school. This meant that I only came home a time or two every month, so I set up a plan to get even.
Here we go.
This is when shit gets interesting. I had a friend who could drive and had a car who lived in the neighboring town. I met him at school prior to my going away. One weekend, I gave him my boots, camouflage, and some other things to keep at his house. So this guy's playing the long game. The next time... leave weekend rolled around. I said I was going home, but instead he picked me up at the bus station and we went to his place. That afternoon, while his folks were out, we practiced one of the other things he was holding, a pump sprayer.
Okay.
Like they use for like spraying lawns, okay. Things like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like a little canister, you air pump it, and then you
put
get
it
the
on
little
your
thing.
Back, and exactly. You're like a flamethrower. Yeah.
He says he thinks it was a 1 gallon size. We filled it with water and practiced writing with it in his backyard's grass. This was tricky because it didn't really leave a trace, and seeing it at night would be even harder. But I did it several times and thought it was good enough. That night, we were going to sleep down in their basement den where the cable TV was, claiming we were going to watch a late movie.
Uh-huh.
Instead, at around 1 in the morning while his folks were asleep, we got ready and quietly rolled out. We went to my neighborhood and drove through on recon. You already know where this is going.
Yeah, this is good shit right here. Man.
Everything looked quiet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little too quiet. Then he dropped me in a spot that only a few dark windows overlooked and was right by the creek that formed a border for the neighborhood. It also happened to run behind my house and my former friends. I hurried into the woods in camo with the sprayer and a walkie-talkie. Friend had the other one and would drive by the pickup area in 30 to 40 minutes. The area around the creek was pretty grown up with rocks, fallen trees, and the creek itself. But going up the creek was the easiest and quietest way, provided you didn't fall into the deeper parts. And it was just bright enough that I didn't have to use the flashlight, though it took a little longer to reach the house than expected. I left the sprayer on my porch and checked around. No lights on, just the street light that was on a pole between our yards.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the sprayer, I pumped up the pressure and slipped through the bushes and up next to my former friend's house. I had to let a car pass and moved out. I looked up at his window, which was corner front with a nice view of the green lawn. I like the detail.
Yeah.
It's like I'm reading a nice short story.
Here. Yeah.
Open on that side of the walk, the good side. He'd see it from his window, and every time they used the front door or walk, I quietly and quickly sprayed in large font a message that was sure to rile his wannabe macho self up.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to tell you what it is yet.
Oh, here we go.
The sprayer was not loaded with herbicide, but rather fertilizer mix.
Ooh.
And a bit richer than the indicated blend.
Okay.
So poisoning the yard could be considered destruction of property. That's why he went this route.
Uh-huh. So what?
Yeah, and technically, so might this, but I wasn't going to leave a lot of dead grass. I went back down the edge of his yard into the creek, since this was easier than getting there via my yard. I followed the creek up to the next street, stopping to dip the nozzle of the sprayer underwater and spraying out the remaining pressure. Then my friend was on the walkie-talkie making his second pass. He stopped, and I jumped in the back, and he drove off. On the way back, we stopped off at a 24-hour burger place and got something to take home.
That's the victory dinner.
Yes.
You got to have a victory dinner after you do revenge.
Good thing we did, too, because his dad was up and had noticed we were gone. We told him we'd gone out to get some burgers and ride around a bit. I'd left the sprayer and the camo shirt in the car so we didn't look out of place. I don't think he really bought it, but since we normally weren't troublemakers, nothing came of it. That was like when I got high for the first time.
Uh-huh.
And I went into the kitchen. My parents were doing their thing. Like, my dad would always come home late, and then he would do his after-work bitch fest to my mom, who had had him, you know, dinner made for him, and she'd be on the other side of the counter just listening to him, and he'd be bitching about work and all the people and everything. And I go in, and I get my my chocolate ice cream, because I'm high, and my squirt soda, because grapefruit soda and chocolate ice cream actually goes together, whether you believe it or not.
I don't believe it.
I'm making an ice cream float, and he's saying stuff, and I'm like, yeah. And he's just looking at me. He's like, you okay? Like, oh, yeah, I'm great. Never been better. He's like, of course you are.
I knew you were high.
He knew I was high. He's like... but I could see the clock, you know, the gears going through his head. He's like, he's at home. He's not out. He's not causing trouble. He's got the munchies. I'll let it pass.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you have to pick your battles sometimes with kids.
Dads are not stupid.
No.
That's why they're so essential to the development of children growing up. Whereas, like, when the first time that my sister got so, like, blisteringly friggin' drunk that she was, like, upchucking in the back room of the house, my mom just thought she had the flu.
Mm.
Even though you could probably smell the gin and whatever coming out of it, or the, you know, cut my balls, whatever it was she was drinking.
So he probably walked in and like, oh, here we go.
Yeah. Oh, my God, honey, she's got the flu. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, give her some water.
Where's the sports page?
Wow. That's some good revenge, man.
Yeah, it is. Oh, there's more. You get to see the message.
Dude, this is written well.
It's very well written. Thane, bravo, good sir.
That's really good.
The next day, we stayed around his place, save for going to get a pizza and a couple of movies, to avoid being seen by anyone who might get word back to my former friend or my folks. After all, they thought I was still at school and busy, so it was not to be bothered. Day after that, I went back to school. No one was the wiser, which was good, because if they ever found out, I likely would have been expelled. Nothing happened for a while, but after a couple of weeks, former friend and his folks were freaking out. Across the best part of their lawn, in brighter than the rest green letters, was his name loves pee nice, if you know what I mean. They didn't know when it had been done, and as far as they knew, I hadn't been home in weeks.
Yep.
While former friend had a couple of friends, sort of, he had a lot of people who hated him. I was worried for a while, but it all died down soon, unlike the message in the grass.
Wow.
Bear in mind, this was the 80s, so probably would not fly today.
Yeah, sure it would.
Of course. I want to hear more revenge stories like this. Well, dudes, send us your revenge stories.
Well, I had a similar one. All right, so I was at Oakland University.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say the department or the guy's name, but, you know, he was a raging asshole.
Raging turbo.
Yeah, and you know, I would take the tests. I'd get like an A-, and then he would like take off points for horse shit, like not showing your work and whatever.
Nitpicking.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he was just an arrogant, pompous fucking ass.
I had a teacher like that at OU.
And I got like a C+ in the class, but you look at all my tests and like everything is correct. So he like purposely.
He just had a thing.
I don't know what his problem was. So, you know, hey, I know people, things happen. flipped his plate, found out where he lived, and this is Michigan. One night, we did the same thing, me and my buddies, and except I used defoliant.
Okay.
Yeah, and I wrote, you know, such and such name, you're a faggot, in the snow. With a defoliant, so when the snow melts... You know, it was in his grass for like years, because that shit fucking works, man.
It does. Ooh, that's awesome.
But you know, but the thing is, the snow melts, the and the grass grows and it doesn't grow. They're like, when did this happen? It could have happened any time during the fucking winter.
Exactly.
So you're like, okay, who's your suspect? I don't fucking
know. Yeah, it's good luck narrowing down that time window.
Yeah, and like, and if even if the cops like think it's you and they come talk to you, you don't say shit.
No. No, admit nothing, deny That's everything. Right. Always have a counter accusation. Yeah,
that's right.
But there was one thing we talked about. The kid in the neighborhood who you go along with his stupid plans, they always fail, and he tries to pin him on you. You have a story for that. So,
well, I was the guy.
You were the guy.
Yeah, I didn't pin it on anyone. I mean,
okay.
Most of my, almost all of them were fairly successful.
Okay.
I did a lot of crazy stuff. I cut the, I won't say, well. We used to have a spirit tree.
So you already admitted to smashing like 150 mailboxes. That would get you like 450 years in prison. So I'm pretty sure we're beyond the statute of limitations on whatever it is that you were cutting.
Oh, let's see. me and my buddy Richard, he would always go with me. I'm like, hey, Rich, I'm going to go cut down the spirit tree. Okay, what time do you want to do this? I'm like, we'll do it in the morning, Saturday, late. He's like, all right, I'll come over. And literally, set the alarm, get up, get dressed, climb out the window, down the roof, scurry off like fucking beasts at night. Middle of the night. Is anybody out there? And fucking run off.
So you didn't really have a concept of stealth for trying to cut down a tree in the middle of the night because you used a chainsaw.
I made a decision for speed over security. I mean, literally, it was down in 30 seconds and we were out of there.
Okay, now I have to ask, why cut down this particular tree?
I was mad at the principal and the assistant principal because they leaned on my buddy and he committed suicide.
Oh, well, I would call that righteous anger.
I was fucking furious because he was a really good guy.
Was this on school property?
Yes,
or was it on personal?
No, it was on school property. And then about a month later, the assistant principal used to park this Camaro in this one parking lot where it was, could be watched and guarded and everything. Yeah. Well, one night, we drove out to where he lived. And the next morning, that car looked like a porcupine because it had pickaxes, rakes, a hoe, and a whole bunch of... We took the tools out of his shed, and it was like, stuck them through the metal. Yeah, fuck that guy.
Wow.
We did that. I mean, I was a raging... I was so mad at him because my buddy died. I don't know.
Oh, man, I don't blame you at all.
I was furious.
Now, I'm not condoning what you did, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean,
could have avoided it if he hadn't have been a turbo dick.
Yeah,
I mean, when your actions lead to the death of another human being, you kind of get what you get, and you don't throw a fit.
Yeah, and the cool thing is, like, I was gleep glop, and my buddy Rich was floopty doo. And like, normally, when we're not together, we're really good kids. I never got caught getting in trouble.
There's just something about that chemistry.
He would come over. I'd be like, hey, man, let's go fuck with some people. Okay. What do you want to do?
we all had that friend as we were kids, when we were kids, man.
I was gleep-glop and he was floop-de-doo. It is what it is.
My buddy John and I in high school, we weren't troublemakers or anything. We were honor students. But you put the two of us together... And we figured out ways to make women do stupid shit.
Oh, yeah.
And we probably could have been arrested for some of it.
In today's day and age, I would have, because everyone has a camera.
Yeah,
It's kind of hard to hide. I'd have been in big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Big trouble.
Oh, man, could you imagine if when you were a kid doing the shit you were doing, they had like the Ring doorbell cameras
and stuff? I super glued all of the locks closed on the entire math wing of the school. I came in at like 4:30 in the morning. I had a toothpicks and super glue in the lock, toothpick, break it off. It took me like 10 minutes. I come to school and like everyone's standing around there. We can't get our classes. What's going on here? Oh my God. I don't know what happened.
That's when Evil Pop was not only out of the box, he was at the driver's seat.
No, I was. Listen, man, I was the evil genius. Listen, all I could say is it was the right decision to steer me to the military.
Yes,
because
yes.
That I used that skill set to, you know, benefit this country, you know, at the highest levels.
Yeah. When geniuses get bored, they can either do really amazing things or they can go your route.
Here's another one. This is fairly harmless. You remember when Cable, you know, was brought into your city?
Oh, of course, yeah. Okay. And the more people who have it, the cheaper it'll be.
Well, but here's the thing.
Fuck you, Cablevision.
Is the one remote control I had for my cable box worked on everyone else's?
Oh, they all had. They were all the same.
Yeah. So me and Richard would get up at like, you know, 1, 2 in the morning and go out and turn people's fucking TVs on, turn the volume up to 10 and run away. So like the middle of the night, your TV comes on, gosh, gosh, and the guy comes out, oh my God. Dude, it was hilarious. It was terrible.
Hi, I'm Terrence Pop. Welcome to Jackass.
Here's another one.
This is the Cablevision alarm clock.
This is just guys fucking with people. I would go and take people's license plates off their car and change them to other people's cars on my block.
Dude, we're supposed to be saving lives, not giving them ideas.
I was such an asshole. I did that. I did shit like this. Like, all the time.
It's funny. I'm not going to say it isn't funny because that's exactly what it is.
And then, you know, me and Rich would go mess with, you know, Sergeant Penn, the sergeant of the juvenile wing of the police department. You know, I was his nemesis. He knew it was me. He couldn't prove it. Never caught me. Yeah. I mean, he did catch me because he's the one that put the file together and gave it to the recruiter.
Oh, I gotcha.
And actually, I went in 10th grade, took the ASVAB.
Yeah.
That was all him. I didn't know this until after I enlisted years later.
Nice. Okay. So he was looking out for
you. He put me in the good line because he literally, because I saw that file. Now, a third of it I had nothing to do with. I wasn't a bike thief. I wasn't an arsonist. I didn't do anything to intentionally hurt anybody. I was just a raging asshole. That's it.
No one can argue with that.
Yeah, and then he's like, well, you know, that dude's fucking pretty smart, you know, so I think
we just got to take that aptitude and steer it in the right direction.
He put me in the right place. And the thing is, years later, I went to thank him, and he had died of pancreatic cancer.
Oh, man.
It was a bummer. He was a good guy.
Raise a glass to him in the afterlife. I wish him luck on his next adventure. But I think that's enough prank stories for today.
Oh, that's terrible.
Just for today. We want to hear your prank stories. Let us know if you guys are interested in doing a whole stream on prank stories. We'll open the phone lines to you.
I got a bazillion stories.
Wet tits. I bet you do. I mean,
remember when they're building 696?
Of course.
Me and two of my buddies went to the construction site, borrowed one of their wheelbarrows, picked up a Portis shitter, put it on that, wheeled it through a golf course,
ooh,
and then put it on this one dude's front yard that we couldn't stand.
Damn.
So he couldn't even open his front door because there's a pisser right there.
That is messed up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know,
hey,
shit happens.
You fuck with the wrong people, shit happens. I don't know.
Exactly. And you are fucking up by the numbers if you have not yet subscribed to the show on New Tech. If you guys want to know where we are on New Tech, you just go to redonkulous.com. You can go to the channels page or right here on the homepage. Give it a click here, redonkulous.com. You see the live save there, 467. And you see a whole listing of our New Tech sites. Give it a click here. Takes you right to Rumble.
Yep. It's just that easy.
Yeah, because sooner or later, YouTube is going to just, they're going to think we're too etchy.
Yeah.
We're too awful. We can't let these guys going around saving lives while being drunk and assholes. It's not worth it.
Nope.
They tell the truth. That's against the law.
The law.
But send us those stories, dudes. We love reading them, and we love reading them to you.
All right.
You have a good one.
Take it easy.